Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you again for this marvelous light and love and goodness that you shine forth into our hearts every morning. Thank you. These great and precious promises we receive just causes us to arise and shine because we find our truth in you, life in you, and motivation in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Ephesians 5, verse 17 to 20. Don't drink too much wine. That cheapens your life. Drink the Spirit of God. Huge draughts of Him. Sing hymns instead of drinking songs. Sing songs from your heart to Christ. Sing praises over everything. Any excuse for a song to God the Father in the name of our Master Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. It's so beautiful. You know, you just think of that scripture. I woke up with it this morning. So that's why I've just had such a beautiful quiet time. I'll send the scriptures now to you guys. But He's translated us out of darkness. You know, there we had the news and it was bad news and we had what other people thought and what we thought we are and we were deceived. We got caught up in a nightmare. But praise God for Jesus that translated us out of darkness into the marvelous love and restored us back into the family. Why? To declare the praises of Him. And what are the praises of Him? Praise is His great and precious promises. Praise is His mercies that are new every day. And then that lifts you and it blesses you. And then you can lift and bless those in your household, those in your work situations, those in your going in and your going out. So this is, it's just so simple and so beautiful that many miss it and get caught up in arguments, get caught up in darkness and sin and the devil. And that is a sad thing. Proverbs 31 says in that, you know, as children of God, we are there to be leaders, you know, and a leader, some translation says king. When you don't see yourself as a king and you see yourself as one that's tossed by every wave of doctrine and you see yourself as lost, that's when you go fall into pity parties and get caught up in the pubs and get caught up in the wrong company. Yeah, because you are not in the light as He is in the light. You're not aware of this goodness and you're not applying yourself to take hold of the goodness. But when you're taking hold of this goodness, you're declaring what God is declaring, and then all of heaven is backing it up. So guys, know we were called for a time such as this to be separated unto God, His children, His leaders, His workmanship, and He's got good plans for us. Amen. We His workmanship for good works laid out for us. So arise and shine, stay in the light, and then you can be the light, and then you can be the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. What are you doing? You're walking in the footsteps of Jesus, with Jesus, in making the world a better place. Amen. Be blessed, arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.